I honestly have to say I'm stoked. We've gone almost 7 years without a Halloween movie, and almost 18 since the last good one, which was Halloween H2O. Ever since Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 flopped, we've suffered nearly 7 years of rumors, false starts, creative team changes, direction changes, plot changes, all culminating into Weinstein's letting the rights expire 20 years after the first Halloween release, which was Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers. The franchise has been in tatters ever since Halloween Resurrection. You might remember that one. Oh, man. I don't want to remind you of it, but... shoot me. Busta Rhymes and Tyver Banks have this production company called Dangertainment. I know, lame. And they put together an ill-conceived reality show at the Myers house with a bunch of college kids. None of them have any business at the White House. The Myers house. Oh, we're getting political here, aren't we? Yeah, I think Donald Trump was in that movie. Okay. None of whom have any business at the Myers house. Surely you remember Busta Rhymes karate chopping Michael Myers. If not... here we go.
So you want to be on Dangertainment? See what you got.
That enough for you? Oh, brother. In retrospect, getting Rob Zombie to remake Halloween was, for the most part, a mistake. The Runaways aside, Scout Taylor Compton, who took over as Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode, is a C-list actress at best. The writing could have been a lot better, especially the third act, which is the actual remake portion of the film. Lines such as, "Bitch, I'm gonna crawl over there and I'm gonna skull fuck the shit out of you," could have been scrapped. Oh man, that line makes me cringe. Lots of terrible dialogue that I didn't like even then. I was just happy we got a Halloween film for the first time since Resurrection. It may not have been that good, but it was a film, and that's all that mattered. Fast forward a decade, and yeah, this one needs to be a good movie. We've suffered enough. The film did get a few things right, however. Even though we didn't actually need to see Michael Myers' backstory, Dave Ferrick and Malcolm McDowell did good jobs considering the hit and miss material that they were working with. Brad Dourif was pretty decent as Sheriff Brackett. The cinematography, the score, the soundtrack, and the mask were all pretty good. It's the best that the mask has ever looked since Halloween 2, 1981, I should add, which was the same as the original mask, but it had deteriorated due to poor preservation. Wayne Toth did a commendable job of recreating the original mask, which he then Rob Zombie'd up. But the original mask is the creme de la creme. Rob's Halloween 2 sequel was an out-and-out disaster from the get-go. Total train wreck. Fans, critics, audiences, and myself hated it. The film's encyclopedia article gives you a pretty accurate breakdown of everything wrong with the movie. Probably more accurate than its Wikipedia counterpart. Knock yourself out. I'm not going to recount everything here. Oh, man. Enough is wrong with that movie. I'm not going to recount everything. I'm just glad John Carpenter's back to clean up the mess left behind in Weinstein's and Rob Zombie's wake. See you in October 2017. Michael lives. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. This is Pierre Forever with Unnews. Scaring up 10 years of Unnews audio.